The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.
We're just on the cusp of one of the busiest periods in the GAA calendar in Cork. That is the Skeena Skull Finals in Pádraic Ó Cuaigh. Delighted to be joined by Damien Irwin, from Skeena Skull. Damien, how are you, sir?
Really great, Rory. Yeah, looking forward now to the next couple of weeks. Should be really brilliant in Pádraic Ó Cuaigh.
I'd imagine so. Come here, what's it like? Like, there's 30 games, I think, on the list over the next 2 weeks. What's it like organising and coordinating those 30 games?
Yeah, it's a logistical kind of a puzzle, really. And the committee and our secretary, Assumpta, are heavily involved in putting all the pieces together. Assumpta does an awful lot of work on this for us to create. First of all, she's right out to the schools to see, you know, tell them they're in the final, and then their availability. And then, like, matching schools, like if schools reach a Camogie in a hurling final, they'd be in the one day. And there's various reasons why people have to go on certain days. So in the end, we end up with a lot of work with 2 weeks of wall-to-wall hurling and wall-to-wall camogie.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be a very, very busy time. But I suppose, Damien, for the kids themselves, for them to have the opportunity to play at Pádraic Ó Cuaigh at such a young age is it's a very special moment.
Yeah, when kids come to sixth class, Rory, and every school asks them to write down their memories of their time in school. It could be anything. They've done 8 years in school, from junior to sixth class. Yeah. A lot of memories, a lot of occasions in there. But for an awful lot of children, this is the one that gains most prominence. At the very end, they say, one of my favourite, or my favourite day was the day down in the park when we played in the Skeena Skull final. It's brilliant, because I suppose it's more than a game, Rory, to them, in the sense that, like, you know, every panel member, most panels are 30 or even 25 or 30 players. Whether somebody starts the final or not, you can't, you know, play everybody at the start of the game, then everybody gets announced to the crowd. Their name is called out. They wave to the crowd and everybody cheers back at them. It's kind of unique that way. So the carnival starts there. The game is played. It's very, very exciting. The games are very closely contested. And then you have the ultimate high or low, like you have the heartbreak or the joy at the very end. And that's why the photographers in the newspapers, they're always there at the end, because they're photographing kids jumping up or down the ground, unfortunately crying sometimes with the emotion of the whole thing, you know. It's a great thing for them, though.
Yeah, it certainly is. Like, I have very fond memories of winning this Skeena Skull back with my Skull, Gael Skull and Tidy Gnaif, and that was almost 30 years ago. And I still remember that day vividly. Yeah. So it leaves an indelible mark on young kids.
Yeah, brilliant.
And look, it's just, I suppose, the buzz it gives, not just the players, I suppose, but the entire school. I know my local school, Watergrass Hill, is on their Monday. My girls are going to the match and they're all buzzing for it. Okay. So it just gives a huge lift to the entire school.
It does. It does. When a school reaches a final, it's probably known about 3 weeks in advance. An announcement is made in the school and to the school community, the parents, the children. And a lot of schools bring an awful lot of children to the finals. Like, some schools bring everybody. The bigger schools bring hundreds of people, maybe from first class up. And there's a big sense of occasion then, getting on the bus, driving into the park. Like, the park is an amazing, like, I suppose, I don't think we do take it for granted, but it's the finest kind of sporting arena in Ireland at the moment that anybody could. And so the whole thing, the dressing rooms for the players, the lovely stands for the supporters, it's all kind of state of the art. And that adds to the whole occasion. Like, we played Skeena Skull Finals also in the past in the old park and in Parky Ring and sometimes other venues as well. But the new park, it's kind of like, it's wonderful to just get to it. And then, like, there's great chanting and cheering and the supporters. Yeah. Obviously, parents turn up. Grandparents can turn up, uncles, aunts, cousins. Club people turn up to see their club kids playing in matches. So, like, 10,000 people or more will go through the gates of Pádraic Ó Cuaigh in those 2 weeks supporting. And about, Rory, like, about 1,500 children will tug out and be announced.
Yeah, that's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And I suppose a lot of credit as well, Damien, not just to the players, I suppose, but to the teachers and staff for, I suppose, A, encouraging the love of Gaelic games in their school and helping those students get to the Skin and Skull finals.
Yeah, like I mean, like the Gaelic Games kind of have a unique place in the PE curriculum, actually, of primary schools. It's recognized that it has, like, primary schools do loads of sports and loads of physical activities, but there is a kind of a recognition in the documents that it has a special place as well, and it does. And so there's the teachers. I mean, not everybody gets to a Skin and Skull final. In fact, 75% of schools who started out this year didn't make a final. So only the last 25% got to the final. So, but all those other schools who didn't make it, they were also trained up by volunteers, teachers, in the evening. And you know what a really poor winter stroke spring we had with rain. Some of the pitch availability is a problem, but people always found a way to train them somewhere, on a yard, in a hall, or on a pitch if a pitch was available. So these people do fantastic work in the schools, the coaches. It kind of rests on them, really. And all the great work that's done at club level then comes to fruition as well. So it's kind of like it's a combined effort, really, you know. And then go back to the organization then of it. Skin and Skull then, like, run, as far as I know, the most finals in the whole country, really, you know. And there's a special ethos too in Skin and Skull, Rory. It's not a win at all cost mentality, you know. Now, don't get me wrong, kids are desperate to win. Kids want to win. You don't have to motivate children to try and win it. They're already self-motivated, but there's a different ethos. It's a get out there, do your best, give it everything, and whether you win or whether you lose, that's brilliant. That's enough. And it's just part of your journey from here on out of primary school and into secondary and so on. So the ethos is a participation ethos, and do your best, and your best is enough.
100%, 100%. And then I suppose for you as organisers, when the 2 weeks is over and you kind of look back and reflect, you must be, I suppose, very proud of the work that you've done to facilitate all this.
Yeah, well, our very hard-working chairman, Dave Collins, will be there. He's always leading the charge to try and organise the whole thing well. We had a meeting last Monday, and Dave went through all the details, all the fine details around how this event can work, from where the buses park to who's manning the turnstiles to who's selling the programmes to you know, to tea and sandwiches for the organisers, and so on and so forth, you know, to make sure that the event is as comfortable and as positive for people as possible.
Excellent, Damien. Very best luck with what is going to be a hectic 2 weeks, and very, very best luck indeed as well to all the schools involved in the hurling and camogie finals.
Thanks, Rory, for your time. Really enjoyed it. All the best.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.